The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Lee, we're going to talk to one of your patients now.
A mighty fine gentleman. His name is Chuck.
Okay. What did he used to do?
Chuck was he's retired now. Every day's a holiday for him, but he was a carpenter before he retired.
And where did he hear about you, Lee?
I believe he heard us on the radio right here.
Gotta love that. All right. Well, let's find out. Chuck, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. Every day, it's like Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to get me some of that retirement stuff.
No, well, not only now that I'm where I'm at, so.
So you did, how long did you do carpentry, Chuck?
35 years.
And you paid for it with your body, didn't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Why don't you run down kind of the list of some of the things that you brought to Dr. Yardley?
Well, it's a laundry list. I hope you're right. It was, eventually I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and okay. I think that was the impetus for most of my pain, but I've really had a lot of pain in my lower back, my neck. I had surgery on my neck, my lower back. I've been carved on more than a turkey.
Your knees. And, you had some problems with your knees, too, didn't you?
And I did. I did have to. And my ankles.
Really?
And my ankle, yeah. No, and it just got, well, you're packing things all the time. So, you know, when you put a load on your back, plus your bags, you know, it grinds on you.
Mm-hmm. So you heard about us here on the radio.
Right.
And you made the decision to go in and see Dr. Yardley.
Right.
So, and had the procedure.
Right.
What was that like for you?
I've been to a chiropractor. Well, this is nothing like a chiropractor.
Okay.
This was so gentle, and you've all heard it before. It was so gentle. But it's really gentle. And it wasn't long that I had, you know, I could show improvement. It didn't take that long.
Now, were you surprised by that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, like I say, I've been to a chiropractor, and you do get relief. But you're right back in again. And this has, over the time that I've spent with Dr. Yardley, this has gone into a life-changing thing. I'm coming off of my pain medications. All the things that were giving me trouble are so diminished. I just can't say enough about the guy. And I've been telling people about the guy. You know, that
couple of things here, Chuck. Now you came in, like you said, for what
yeah.
you were feeling, but there were some other things going on. You had high blood pressure. It came
I
down.
Did.
Acid reflux. It got better.
Yes, yes.
If I can mention it, the bowels were not working right. They're doing 80% better.
I'm sure glad you're not talking about mine. Thank you. Let me just say that.
Even now, Chuck is such an upbeat guy. It would be hard to believe they actually dealt with depression issues. He doesn't anymore. 80% better.
Yep.
And, you know, I was just looking back to your last adjustment, Chuck, and it was like September. You have been holding like a rock.
Now, Chuck, I got to ask you, Lee mentioned depression. You had all these different maladies. You had bad knees. You had some psoriatic arthritis. You had fibromyalgia, which Lee has talked about on the show, is a miserable experience.
Yes.
High blood pressure, acid reflux. Yes. Did this, in fact, lead to kind of a depressive
That's
state?
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was.
What did it? What were you thinking when you were in that state? What were you thinking?
This is it. This is my life. This sucks.
And
I don't want to do this anymore.
So now contrast that to where you are today, having been with Dr. Yardley.
I just was out blowing leaves and taking care of the yard.
Doing the things you want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Depression is gone.
I can say that I haven't had an episode of depression since, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
I think you were only depressed because you felt like crap.
Exactly.
I mean, it wouldn't be.
Yeah, no, that is what it was. I mean, you just sit there and you're looking at all the work ahead of you and you can't get to it.
And now you can.
I'm whittling away at all the things that I left behind.
What are your friends and family saying to you about this?
Well, I'm not the same guy. I'm not even close to the same guy. So, you know, I mean, you know, actually, go away, Chuck. You're bothering us.
So from this, do I gather perhaps you might recommend Dr. Yardley to others or not?
Have I? Would I? Could I? Yes, I would. I mean, yeah. I would like to, I really and literally would like to reach through the radio and say, come on in. You've got nothing to lose.
And everything to gain.
Exactly.
You get your life back.
Yes. I really am. I'm adamant about this.
So it sounds like you're looking forward to the next...
20 to 30 years.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, anyway.
He started young.
Hey, Chuck, it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for coming on with us.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. You stay out of trouble now, which might not be easy.
No, not for me.
Wow, Dr. Yardley. I mean, I can't remember hearing somebody rave like that. His life is completely different.
It has. But, you see it happen. We see it every day. And it's what makes this worthwhile doing.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Lee, I know you've been doing a lot of reading on longevity, a lot of studying, quality of life. What have you found with that? I'm very curious about what you've discovered.
Well, you know, these days there's a lot of drumbeat out there about longevity,
right?
And especially for the baby boomers, etc. And one of the things I've maintained for years is that we are a health science institute, not a longevity institute.
Okay.
And the reason that I've maintained that is because I think that longevity is a constant and a given. It's not a moving target. I mean, if we take a look at what happens as we age, I mean, when we start hitting, 40 and moving on to 50 and 60, various health problems start evolving and developing. In the 40s, quite often, ladies will start getting gallstones. Kidney stones can begin to develop.
I had kidney stones, as you know.
Miserable, menopause, acid reflux, weight gain begins to start occurring.
Sure.
In our 50s, high blood pressure can start creeping in.
Yep.
Elevated cholesterol, sleep apnea, wrist problems, prostate problems. In our 60s, we start seeing people going through knee replacements, hip replacements, rotator cuff surgery, osteopenia, which is the beginning of osteoporosis, heart irregularity problems, thyroid dysfunctions, even type 2 diabetes.
You have to go quickly just because there's so much.
Well, that's true. That's true. So, the question here, Frank, is what is the solution to this? And it's simple. Don't live that long. Die at 40, and you've got this thing licked.
You can hear people reaching to turn off the show even as we speak. Thank you so much for giving people hope, Lee.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe we need a plan B.
Okay.
And let's take a look at that. Now, we've been really led to believe that our longevity, which currently is about 80 to 90 years of age,
right,
is as a result of antibiotics and modern medicine.
Sure.
Not supported by the evidence.
It's not?
No.
Okay.
Years ago, I was touring the Versailles in France, and the Versailles has some of the most beautiful artwork in the world, but they also have this series of corridors where they've got portraits of all of royalty throughout the century.
Oh, yeah, they have that in the British Museum. They have all the royalty up in the...
Yeah, yeah. And they have the year they were born and the year that they died.
Right.
And I had the opportunity to tootle down that particular aisle with my calculator, and I calculated how long these guys were living for and the ladies were living for.
And?
Amazingly, short of like Marie Antoinette, most of them were living till they were, she got cut short a little
bit. Yes, she was cut short, yes.
Yeah. But they were living till they were 80 or 90. In fact, Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, 300 years before the birth of Christ, lived till he was 90 years of age. So what's happened is this. The average age that the average person in the population is living to has increased because we've got rid of the plague
right.
and because we've got better hygiene. But the actual potential longevity has not changed at all.
The human being has always been built to last that long.
Yeah, until we were 85 years of age, give or take a few years,
sure.
you see. So, you know, if we ended death and by default birth, this wouldn't be a pleasant place to live in. You realize that. And for us to likewise know our time and manner of death would be more of a burden than it would be of an asset.
Yeah, that's often a theme in literature. It's Wolverine, the movie right now.
Yeah.
You know, that's all about a person who really doesn't age. And it is a, you know, double-edged sword.
Exactly. So the Yardley Institute is really all about quality of life and improving quality of life.
As opposed to necessarily extending your life.
Exactly. We make no claims in that area, but we do make claims about improving one's quality
of
life.
Now, I always ask you for a story in that regard. Can you give me an example of how you do that, how you improve somebody's quality of life, Lee?
Yeah, about 2 months ago, I had an amazing couple come in, and they'd driven all the way from Edmonds. And primarily, they had driven for help with the wife. She had some health issues going on.
Okay.
The husband explained to me he really didn't have any health issues, or at least he didn't think so.
And so he was having none of it. That I've heard that kind of thing before.
Well, actually, he had made an appointment for himself.
Oh, good.
And what had happened was, in the short time he'd been in my office, he started realizing that we were about something else. And so he was very interested. And so we processed both of them as new patients.
Mm-hmm.
And during the time we talked, I found out that he was dealing with some major health issues that he didn't think were important, but high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes. I think acid reflux, certainly elevated cholesterol levels were going
sure.
on. And I can say for certain it was the acid reflux as well. So I made some suggestions to him, and then he followed through. And actually, I had the opportunity to sit down with him just this past week and review the progress over the first 8 weeks. The amazing thing is that he's lowered his blood pressure medication. His diabetes medication. He's off completely his cholesterol-lowering medication.
Really?
He's lost 14 pounds. I mean, this guy's life has turned around.
Now, wait a second. Did he take on a big, heavy exercise program to lose those 14 pounds?
One of the recommendations I made is that he change his eating habits. I recommended the paleo diet to him.
Right.
And he certainly made those changes. But he also started by getting his brain-body connection corrected as well. There's been some profound changes in this gentleman's life.
So what we're talking about is not stretching out the number of years the human body can live. We know it has a certain range.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're really talking about is what that journey is like to the end of life, or if you will, quality of life.
Exactly.
Reconnecting the brain and the body helps with that, Lee. How?
Because you'll find that health is all about control systems and communication. And when you've got a compromise in the brain-body connection, by definition, you've got compromised communication.
So by restoring that, what do you get?
By restoring the communication, you restore the control systems back to the way that they were before. It's kind of like going back to your default setting.
Rebooting the computer.
There you go. That's a wonderful analogy.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We're honored that you've chosen to spend a little time with us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Amy. But before we bring her on here, I'd like you to give us a little background. Tell us what you can about her situation.
Well, Amy has six children.
Okay, so that must keep her busy.
Yes, I mean, that's three jobs. And, you know, and she just loves to, you know, live life with them. But she came to us because she was being very restricted. And she was dealing with low back issues, and she'll tell you more about that. I can tell you that it was diagnosed as having what's called torn annular ligaments and herniations, which is just like, you know, that's like just a bum deal in your low back. It's really like a herniated disc and, you know, shots and surgery about what's available to you at that point.
All right. Fair enough. Let's bring her in here. Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great.
Let's talk about how you ended up in Dr. Yardley's office. Six kids, huh? You've been busy.
Yeah, I'm a little busy. About 10 years ago, I herniated two discs and tore the annular ligament, and it just kept getting worse until I had an MRI, and they said I had disc degeneration as well. And I pretty much was in constant pain all the time, and I could exercise, but then I couldn't go home and clean my house. Or if I cleaned my house, I couldn't exercise, and it just progressively got worse until my dad actually heard this show and said, hey, you have to go see Dr. Yardley.
Was it to the point where you couldn't pick up your babies anymore and stuff like that?
It was much harder. By the time it got to this point, my youngest was about three, so luckily she didn't need as much help, but it got really hard, and there were times where my older kids were doing a lot of the housework, or they were helping me change diapers because I couldn't kneel down, I couldn't bend over, even brushing my teeth was painful. It got really awful.
What was the emotional impact of that? How did that feel? Because you're not an older person. I mean, you've got your whole life ahead of you. That must have been just terrible for you.
It was, because I've always been the kind of person who I don't sit still. I'm always doing stuff, and I like to accomplish things. And, you know, the house with six kids in it, there's always a lot to do. And I took great pride in being an active mom, and it was devastating, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had my share of back problems. In fact, that's what we've worked on with Dr. Yardley. And even though he's sitting across me right now, let's be honest with each other for a second. It was quite some time before I actually got in to see Dr. Yardley. How about you? Did you wait around a while before you finally made time to go into the Yardley Institute?
I did, and it took probably 4 or 5 months of my dad bugging me to say, fine, I will go and I will make an appointment. Just leave me alone about it. I'll do it.
So, Dr. Yardley, that's a pretty common thing. You and I have talked about this before.
We have.
Because I've had the experience of talking to several doctors about my back and getting a variety of opinions, and I actually came pretty close to having a procedure done on my back. But your way, your approach is different.
It is. And for both you and Amy, it was like, I'm working on the wrong end. I mean, it's the other end that hurts.
Right. So, Amy, you found out that you were a candidate for care. What was it like for you the first time Dr. Yardley made one of the micro adjustments?
It was actually really a neat experience, because a lot of my pain was on the right side of my body. And after he adjusted me, and people look at me like I'm insane when I say this, but it was also like almost like I could feel a flow that was opened up. I don't even know how to describe it other than that, like an energy flow where the whole right side of my body was kind of cool and tingly. Like, okay, it didn't feel like he did anything, but obviously something's happening, and I don't know, it was pretty neat.
Oh, so that was like the very first time you did anything?
Yep, very first time.
Wow. And do I understand that prior to this, you were actually getting injections to deal with the pain?
Yep, I had had my limit of 3 cortisone injections for the year, which, you know, lasted about 2 weeks, and then was as if I had nothing. So to have something happen on my first visit was really, really made me happy.
And so, Amy, let's get the update. You've been going to Dr. Yardley for a while now. Have you been able to exercise? Have you been able to live your life with those six kids?
It is literally like night and day. It has changed my life completely. We have a pretty significant ridge here in Ellensburg where I live, and I hike it 3 times a week. Sometimes more. So I'm hiking 15 to 20 miles a week, and I come home and I make dinner and I clean my house, and I am able to sleep at night, which was another huge thing. I would usually wake up 4 or 5 times a night to move because I hurt so much, and I sleep great now.
That's very cool.
My husband will tell anybody this changed her life, and it's real.
What about those lovely cortisone shots? Gotten any more shots?
Oh, no. I haven't seen anyone else at all for my back.
That is fantastic, Amy. You know, hearing your story, it sounds to me like this restoration of your health, how your life has improved, this is something that you are committed to for the rest of your days.
Oh, I'm vigilant about paying attention to my body because the pain is so awful, I never want to experience it again.
Well, Amy, we're just delighted that you're getting such great results. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Amy travels from Ellensburg to get care.
Wow. More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you here. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a problem that I know a lot of people come to you about, shoulder, arm, hand problems. Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, it's been interesting over the years I've been in practice. I look at these, I ask questions of myself, how do these things develop? And you know, there's many theories on that. But what I found oftentimes is a lot of these problems seem to evolve from issues up in the neck area. Sure, it's possible to damage a wrist or an elbow or a shoulder. But, you know, in the end, the body is designed to heal itself. So if it's not, there needs to be, or you would look to see if there's some reason why it's not doing it.
Well, I mean, in the last 20 years, all of us are spending a lot more time sitting at a desk, looking at a screen, using our small motor skills. And not surprisingly, that it's going to have an impact on the human body over time.
That's true. Wear and tear, etc. And so what I've done clinically is I've taken a closer look at what happens in terms of the neck, where the nerve supply is that goes to the arm, hands, and fingers.
Why don't we tell people where that is? Because, you know, you take it for granted. Most people don't. So tell us, where are those nerves?
Okay, those nerves that go to the arm, hands, and fingers, they exit at the very bottom of the neck. They travel across your shoulders, down to the arms, the hands,
and the fingers. We're talking about the back of the neck.
Back of the neck, yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so having looked at a good 17,000 x-rays of people's necks over the years, I've seen a lot of things. And I tend to find that people that have these issues have a deterioration or a breakdown that occurs to the discs and the bones in the middle to the lower part of the neck.
Okay.
So the next question is, why does that happen? Where does that come from? Now, I've heard it. Well, you know, it's age-related. It's just but, you know, all of the discs and all the bones are the same age in the neck. Yet only two or three of them seem to be in trouble. So that never really made a lot of sense to me. And then I took a look at how the head was sitting on the neck. And the head weighs 10, 15 pounds. That's the weight of a bowling ball. And I started thinking, you know, if that thing is sitting crooked on the neck, why would that neck not be like an unbalanced tire? One part's doing most of the work. The area that does most of the work ages more quickly, wears out more quickly, and voila, we start developing problems to where those nerves go to, the shoulder, the elbows, the wrists, the hands, the fingers.
Okay.
So we at the Yardley Institute focus on this area, and we've developed procedures that are designed to reposition how the head is sitting on the neck, which is somewhat like balancing a tire on your car. It removes the reason that the tire is wearing in an unbalanced way.
So now, wait, you can help me here with something, Dr. Yardley. If you're gonna actually move my head and realign it with the spine, don't I have muscles that will stop the head from doing that?
You know, certainly muscle memory is part of the process that the body goes through to rehabilitate itself
right. When
you're correcting this kind of problem. But the thing about muscles is to remember is that muscles can only do two things. They can contract and they can relax.
Okay.
And even the hardest working muscle in the body, the cardiac muscle, spends more time relaxed than it does contracted. So it's impossible for a muscle to hold a head up continually. It moves the head.
Okay.
It moves the bones.
Okay.
But it's not going to hold it there
okay. Because
it can't maintain that contraction 16 hours a day.
Okay, you got me.
So we found once we did this, that even though there was deterioration, there was calcium buildup, there was degeneration in the discs, very often these problems in the shoulders and the elbows and the wrists begin to start healing. They begin to start resolving themselves.
Now, we're talking like carpal tunnel syndrome.
Carpal tunnel is a very common one
or
that we see.
Tennis elbow?
Tennis elbow, yes. and shoulder problems as well.
Well, I believe you have a story, in fact, talking about shoulder problems. Somebody who had, tell us the story. Was it John?
Yes. John is a fascinating case. And one of the things that makes John fascinating to me, well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is, well, you know, he's 86 years old.
Okay.
I think that's amazing because that's older than my mother. And this guy is not slowing down.
Okay.
He's going to outrun you and I think. And he came to me with a problem with his shoulder. And he was quite frank about it. He said, it's being diagnosed as a rotator cuff. To which I would normally respond, if it's truly a torn rotator cuff, the only thing that's going to resolve it is surgery.
Okay.
However, he had different ideas. He said, I'm not having the surgery. I've come to see you to see if you can fix it. Well, I don't fix torn rotator cuffs.
That's right. You don't cure anything.
Mm-mm. But I certainly found the issues going on with his head and his neck that I had seen in so many cases over the years. And I proposed to him, well, let's correct that, and then let's see what can happen after that.
Now, you're talking about the brain-body connection.
Brain-body connection and how the head sits on the neck and redistributing the forces into the neck so the joints do their work. Do the work that they're supposed to.
You're also cutting loose the ability of the nerves. You're relaxing the part of the nerves that are not functioning normally.
That's right. Yeah, that compromise in the brain-body connection starts being reestablished.
So what happened with John?
Well, the thing about an 86-year-old, you never really know how much permanent damage there might be in there.
Right.
And so all that we could do is do it and then see what happened. And it was very interesting. John travels a long way to see me. He travels almost an hour each way to see me. And he started reporting very early improvements in his shoulder. In the first in the first couple of weeks, his left shoulder was doing 50% better. He had other things going on, like his low back and stuff that was doing 80% better. And the tension in his hand was starting to do 50% better. And then as time went by, it improved and it improved. We were up at about 80% improvement a few months later. It was very clear in John's case that the damage wasn't permanent. His body did have the ability to heal itself. And in his case, he didn't have to go through the surgery.
And John isn't necessarily unique. It's amazing the number of your patients where these matters get taken care of by restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to another doctor, Dr. Mark, who I guess he's a retired dentist and also pharmacist.
Yes, he was a dentist in the military for 26 years. Prior to entering dentistry, he was a pharmacist.
And do I understand that what were the things that he suffered from?
Well, he was dealing with peripheral neuropathy,
okay,
which is a numbness that develops usually in the feet as a result of nerves dying.
Okay.
Knee pain and thumb and wrist problems.
Now, had he seen anybody prior to seeing you?
He was at the Mayo Clinic for a month. He went to Johns Hopkins and regrettably didn't get any improvement anywhere. In fact, in some cases, he said it made it worse.
I think we need to find out what happened to Dr. Mark when he showed up on your doorstep.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Hi there, Dr. Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing good.
So, Dr. Mark, tell me about what conditions you were dealing with prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. I understand that there were some issues with, your lower back and some peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, mainly it's from a lot of military service and overseas. Mainly was first with the lower back, but in the last 10 years you could add a whole bunch, peripheral neuropathy of both feet, and then I had trouble with both wrists and both knees, and it just caused considerable problems sleeping at night.
Were you somewhat skeptical when you went to go see Dr. Yardley?
I was skeptical because I've been through everything before, and I didn't see any real results.
What was your initial impression when you went and visited them at the clinic?
He's very gentle, he's very experienced, and I felt, you know, I don't know where this is going, but at least I feel very confident in him.
We often talk with people about what the treatment is like. Some people say it was as if he didn't do anything. What was your experience, both as a doctor de patient?
No, I felt him do something. It's very gentle, though. It's just like he says, and just like he explained to me in the office, and like he says on his radio program, this doesn't hurt, you know. This is gentle. It's just exactly what he says.
So, immediate results? Did you feel something right after the initial effort, or did it take a while? Was it gradual? What was your experience?
Actually, it took a while. I felt something. I was surprised that I did feel something, but my condition didn't really change right away, no.
But over a period of time, I gather that it did. What was your experience there?
Yeah, I felt he was doing something, and slowly but surely, you know. First, I didn't pay attention. Then all of a sudden, I said, you know something, I am improving. It takes patience and time.
So tell me about your improvement. Where are you at with the back pain and the peripheral neuropathy?
Back pain is about 50% better. In the peripheral neuropathy, in the knees, the wrists are okay. I go to the gym. I do very light, but I still go to the gym, and I still swim a couple times a week, and I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, so
I don't have to get up all night.
And so I gather the knee pain has been reduced quite a bit?
At least 80% the knees. The knees are really happy with. And even the peripheral neuropathy in both feet is at least 70% better. And the wrists are maybe 85% better because I actually use them every day. I use them normally now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to be able to. I mean, obviously, it's opened up your life again and allowed you to exercise and do things, or am I wrong about that?
It's been wonderful. I tell you, I've tried everything before, from the Mayo Clinic to regular chiropractors, acupuncture, even prolotherapy. Nothing really helped much.
One of the challenges...
Slowly but surely, I'm getting better and better.
One of the challenges, and you're a clinician yourself, and that is we seek to create a situation where the body is healing itself. We seek to create a situation where you're not dependent upon us correcting it all of the time.
You're not going to find an expert like you anyway. It's just not, this is not a common specialty, you know, that you're going to find a lot of people doing it. And you've got the experience. So, you know, I put my trust in you. And that's what I do when I feel I got a really good doctor. And I just said, you know, sometimes you get a little impatient, but I just said, I need to be patient. And, you know, I am improving, so let's go with it. And we stayed with it.
That's really kind of you to say that. And that's my attitude, too. And when I go to a good clinician, listen to what they say and try not to judge it too much myself.
Dr. Mark, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Your story is really a fascinating one and one that I think is very uplifting. Thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to share this with people, really.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
An impressive story from Dr. Mark, Dr. Yardley, but it's not all that unusual, is it?
It's not, but it is a compelling story.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Frank, give me some symptoms.
You mean like, shoulder pain, back pain?
Stomach acid.
Sure. Headaches.
Frequent urination.
Constipation.
Fatigue.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so the question of the day here is symptoms. Are they a sign that you're sick, or are they a sign that you're healthy?
I guess, can they be both?
Possibly. Okay. Possibly. You know, when you take a look at symptoms, pretty much we've been raised to believe that if you have no symptoms, you're healthy. And if you have symptoms, then you're sick.
Right.
But let's take a look at something. Let's say you and I go out and eat Chinese. Let's say we go out and let's say instead of chicken chow mein, we get tou mein.
Oh, very different.
Oh, my goodness. Food poisoning. Who hasn't had it? You know, you're vomiting all night. You've got diarrhea all night. It's like a miserable existence.
It is.
Do you feel sick?
Sure.
You do. But are you sick? Are you in fact sick? Or is the body really getting rid of poisons that would otherwise kill you?
Okay. I guess I would say the body is getting rid of the bad stuff.
So here we've got symptoms.
Yes.
And we've got a very healthy body.
Sure.
Doing exactly what it's supposed to save your life.
Now, that doesn't mean that the body will succeed at doing what it's doing, right?
We can hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's take another example.
Okay.
Both you and I have been fathers, or our fathers.
Okay.
Let's say we had a little baby girl, which we've both had.
Yep.
And let's say it gets an infection.
Okay.
And so what's happening is you've got a line of bacteria that are trying to take over that child's body and kill them.
Baby spikes a fever.
But the baby has got an army of white blood cells fighting back. Lymphocytes,
right.
Leukocytes,
yep.
You see. And those white blood cells, if they win, the child lives. If they lose, the child does not.
Correct.
It has one tremendous ally, the brain. And the brain knows that these invading bacterium are what we call febrile sensitive. That means they can't handle temperature change worth a heck.
Yeah.
So it starts jacking the temperature up, creating a fever,
right.
Killing off millions of invading bacterium, making it more likely that the white blood cells will win.
Yeah. In fact, our pediatrician, when Sarah was little, they would say, hey, you know, she has a fever, let her have the fever. Don't try and bring it down.
Very smart man, you see. And so symptoms don't necessarily mean you're sick. In fact, they can be a sign that the body is responding the very way it's supposed to.
Okay.
But if your response to symptoms is whatever they are, we must get rid of them. In other words, we've got a fever going on. Let's bring the temperature down.
Mm-hmm.
Whose side do you want? The invading bacterium or the white blood cells? You see?
Sure.
So the thing is, we have you're going to find that the disease care paradigm, for the most part, defines health as being the absence of symptoms, which is so interesting because science knows that that's not true.
Okay.
Now, the healthcare approach looks at this differently. It looks upon things as the body functioning the way it's supposed to. And let's do what we can to empower and help it to be able to do that. The Healthcare Institute, this is what we do. That we work from the standpoint. Now,
mean at the Yardley Institute, this is where you come from.
That's exactly right. Yes. We focus on the brain-body connection. Because that is the key thing that gets missed in so many places. But we also bring to the table, 30 plus years of experience in guiding and helping people make choices that are really designed to empower the body to be healthy, not to get sick in the first place, and to assist the body in healing and repairing and getting well again.
But Dr. Yardley, in the American medical system, most of us, we get sick, we have symptoms, we go see the doctor.
That's right. And this is the society you and I were both raised in. We go to the disease care doctor, whatever they might be.
The disease care doctor.
Yeah. And they're going to put a label on it. They call it a diagnosis, which, by the way, at the Mayo Clinic, the most accurate clinic on the planet, they are correct 45% of the time, which means they're wrong 55% of the time, and most others are even worse than that.
Okay.
So, and then they're going to attempt to eradicate it based on eliminating the symptoms, you see. And for this, we are thankful. However, that's the disease care paradigm, you see. The healthcare paradigm looks at this somewhat differently. It works it from the standpoint that the body's default setting is to heal itself. Let's find out why it's not healing itself and get that corrected. And if you ask that question and aggressively pursue that question, it takes you on a whole different place.
Where does it take you?
It takes you to correcting that which is interfering with the body's self-healing systems. And that part of that that we deal with is the brain-body connection.
Well, as you say, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've seen, what, thousands of patients? Is that fair to say?
About 17,000.
17,000 people mm-hmm. across about 30 years.
That's correct.
So what is this process like when somebody contacts you and comes into the Yardley Institute? What are they going to encounter?
Well, first of all, people come in for one of two reasons. Either one, they've got an issue and they're hoping we can help it where no one else has. Or two, they're coming to see us because they're getting older, like most of us,
mm-hmm.
and they look at what happens to their parents, and they decide, I'd rather try and stay healthy than try and recapture it when I've lost it.
Sure.
Our first job is to find out if they're a candidate for the work we do. And so we have a series of metrics or tests that we run, and these tests very clearly put us in a position to know if they're a candidate for the work we do or not. Now, not everyone's a candidate. We don't accept everyone for care, but we help almost everyone that is accepted for care. It's really fun to be able to sit back and see the changes and improvements. Even the people that have no symptoms start reporting changes and things in how they sleep at night, their energy levels, and, you know, the cholesterol levels start normalizing and things like that begin to start happening.
And all of that because you've worked to restore the brain and body connection?
Yes. Don't ever underestimate the power of the brain and the control it has over the body.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.